Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Carolyn Mine, who we've interviewed before here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. Carolyn Mine is a powerhouse in natural healing. She's a nutritionist, an acupuncturist, a chiropractor, author, and weight loss expert. And you can find out more about Carolyn Mine and her wonderful work at her website, bodytype.com. Welcome, Carolyn Mine.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be with you again.
So, Carolyn Mine, today we're going to be talking for our audience about how to get off semaglutide drugs. And I hope I pronounce things better. Okay. Now, semaglutide drugs are basically the weight loss drugs that have become a multi-billion dollar industry of recent. They're sold under many brand names, including Novo Nordisk, and I'm probably not going to pronounce this right, Zempic and Wegovy, Eli Lilly's Mounjaro, and also Rybelsus. The semaglutide injections, Zempic and Wegovy, are given as subcutaneous injections once a week, and Rybelsus is a tablet that you take once a day. And, you know, 30 minutes before eating or drinking or taking other medicines. Additionally, the FDA, the U.S. Federal Drug Administration, has received reports that in some cases, compounding pharmacies may be using salt forms of semaglutide, including semaglutide sodium and semaglutide acetate. So, Carolyn Mine, from your experience in decades in natural healing, what are semaglutide drugs?
What these are drugs that basically mimic the glucagon production. And so that is like the peptide that the body normally produces. The problem is about 50% of it is like the body's hormone. And then we've got other aspects that are more the drug reaction. And what these drugs do is they will mimic a gut hormone that causes your pancreas to release insulin. And then this blocks your liver from making the glucose it needs and slows down how quickly the food leaves your stomach. And so part of this mechanism is done by paralyzing the vagus nerve. And so the vagus nerve is what affects digestion, respiration, a lot of various different areas. So how does it paralyze the nerve? Well, it paralyzes the nerve by using the venom from a lizard in the Southwest known as the Gila monster. And so the way this Gila monster paralyzes its prey, basically, is by causing paralysis.
Oh my goodness.
Into the system. And depending on how much and how sensitive a person is, will determine what kind of reactions we can get, even to the point of causing paralysis of the stomach. And so if we've got paralysis of the stomach, then you're not expelling the food, causing you to feel very full and very, and obviously no hunger, but you're not able to eat anything. Problem is you're not able to get the nutrients into your system. And the other problem is you can have long-lasting side effects, like it can even stay in your system for 2 years after you've been off the drug.
Oh my goodness.
So obviously, it's not really the best choice.
All right. Now, I myself, I just turned 65. I'm not on any medication, right? And I don't struggle with my weight. It's all real, okay? And I think that's so important for people to see that you can have a healthy body weight naturally. Now, Carolyn Mine, you are a weight loss expert, and we've interviewed you about your important book, Different Bodies, Different Diet. From you working with people, what are some of the side effects of semaglutide drugs, and what alarming side effects have you seen amongst your patients?
Well, the most common side effect of the drug is vomiting and nausea. And so then the other thing it can do is it can cause stomach pain, it can cause fatigue, malabsorption is another thing, headaches, it can affect the vision. So that's why we're getting the diabetic retinopathy. It was actually developed as a diabetic drug. And so then they were finding that the weight loss was one of the side effects, and then that created a whole nother industry. So we can have a lot of different symptoms that can come as a result. We can get all kinds of things. We can get allergic reactions, hypoglycemia, so it's affecting blood sugar. It can have to do with blurred vision is another area that can affect it. It can affect gallbladder, it can affect kidneys. The anxiety is another thing that it can do. Even symptoms like cough, common cold. It's a whole host of different conditions, again, depending on how sensitive a person is and what works. Affects the whole blood sugar balance. And so that affects pancreas, it affects gallbladder, stomach, digestive system.
Yes, and some of the more serious side effects include increased risk of heart attack or stroke, kidney failure or reduced kidney function, and C-cell tumors of the thyroid. Now, Carolyn Mine, you're a nutritionist, acupuncture, chiropractor, and author, and world-renowned expert on natural healing. Why do you advise against using semaglutide drugs?
There's too many side effects. And so the problem with all the drugs is every drug, even including aspirin, has a side effect. And so depending on how sensitive a person is going to determine whether they're aware of the symptoms and how severe they end up being. So this is why it's so important to stay with what is going to truly support the body. And we want to go with the natural areas as far as what are the things that support you. A lot of times the excess weight gain comes from the system being so out of balance. And then we need to look at what do we need to do to rebalance things. And so rebalancing things goes back into what are the natural things that we're doing in order to heal the body and in order to be healthy. So we go back to our basic principles.
Yes. Now, in the US, semaglutide drug prices are significantly higher than they are in other countries of the world. So for example, a month's supply of Zempic is currently about $936 in the US. In Japan, it's $169. Canada, $147, Switzerland, $144, Germany, $103, the UK, about $93. And of course, it all depends on whether your health insurance will pay for it or not. But people are paying upwards of over $1,000 a month for these semaglutide drugs. If someone simply wants to save money, why is it important to get off semaglutide drugs?
When you look at the cost, and so the cost is not only the money that you're putting out, but you also want to look at what are the long-term benefits as far as your health is concerned. And the problem is the once you get off the drugs, it doesn't mean that all the symptoms are going to go away. And so one of the things that's found is that a person can get off the drug and still end up with paralysis of the stomach for 2 years. And so that's going to be super miserable. So it's one thing when you're looking at your basic short-term effects, when you see how it can be quite dramatic in reducing weight, but what are you actually doing? So can you work with the body's natural peptides? Can you work with the body's normal hormonal system and doing things that are going to truly enhance your body rather than something that has the potential of creating a whole lot of long-term side effects?
Yes. Now, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're on semaglutide drugs, I know that Carolyn, mine, and I both have a lot of compassion because weight loss, there's multiple factors to weight loss, what you're eating, how you're eating, how you're preparing your food, and also the mental emotional aspects. So many people feel like when it comes to weight loss, they've already tried everything, and then they give themselves permission to try a drug to lose weight. Carolyn Mine, why would you advise against starting on the semaglutide drugs to begin with?
Well, number one, you look at the tremendous risk as far as long-term side effects. And while some people are able to detoxify a lot of the toxins easily, there are other people that have a really difficult time. And that's part of where the body type is an important element, because I find that there are some types that really have difficulty in getting the chemicals out of the system. And the lymph body type happens to be one of those. And so this is one of the reasons why diet and exercise is a high priority throughout your entire life. And so what I was finding a lot of times is so many times people will do something that creates a weight loss shift, but then they don't really know what to do when it comes to sustaining a normal diet. And so this is where the body typing is so good, because we're looking at what are the things that are going to truly support your system rather than something that's just a short-term fix. And even that, something that can have serious, serious side effects.
Now, if someone insists on taking the semaglutide drugs, as we talked about, there's pills and there are injections. In your professional opinion, how do the injections compare with the pill forms? Is one worse or less harmful than the other?
Well, the injections are going to go right into the bloodstream. And so that means there's no buffering whatsoever. It just goes directly in. Whereas the pill form, at least you've got a little bit of the body's chance to be able to buffer some of it with the acid in the stomach. So the injections are going to be the ones that are going to create more of a long-lasting immediate effect. But even the pill can be dangerous as well.
Now, one of the things that we know about semaglutide drugs is they need to be avoided by everyone who has a history of thyroid cancer, a history of gallbladder disease, or a history of pancreatitis, because the drugs can aggravate all of those conditions. Carolyn Mine, in your professional opinion, are there certain individuals who really need to stay away from the semaglutide drugs?
So look at where your sensitivity is. So if you have any sensitivity to thyroid, anything with hormones of any kind, any hormonal imbalances of any kind, or we start getting into any digestive problems. And so this is when we're looking at pancreas, we're looking at gallbladder, we're looking at liver. Another area would have to do with heart. And so this covers so many areas that so many people have sensitivity to in one degree or another. And it's just certain ones are at higher risk than others.
And one of the things, again, that we know is, according to the research, about 13% of people who take these drugs with these very high risks don't lose any weight to begin with. So you put yourself at very high risk, and yet 13% don't lose weight. Now, before we go on with important information from Carol and mine, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Carolyn Mine, this show is titled How to Get Off the Semaglutide Drugs. So, I would like to share with our audience a protocol that I've used for years for people who've had blood sugar and appetite problems. Now, first of all, I have to share with our audience where I got this information. There was an Olympic strength coach, Charles Poliquin. Charles Poliquin coached athletes to, I believe, something like 13 gold medals in the Olympics. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us. He is deceased, but I received this information from him. So basically, when Charles Poliquin had a client who had appetite control problems, and or blood sugar problems, he would recommend this little cocktail. And I'm going to give you the recipe right now. So basically, you get liquid chlorophyll. Now, liquid chlorophyll usually comes in a glass bottle. It's liquid, it's green, and it cleans your blood. And you take 1 tablespoon of liquid chlorophyll in a glass with 1 tablespoon of fenugreek seeds. That's, if you're looking it up on the internet, it's fenugreek, fenugreek seeds. And then 1 tablespoon of flax seed, okay? Now, let me sort of take it in reverse. So a tablespoon of flax seed, a tablespoon of fenugreek seed, and a tablespoon of liquid chlorophyll. And you mix it together in a glass and you add water. And Charles Poliquin recommended about 8 ounces of water. And then you would drink it first thing in the morning. So fenugreek seeds, chlorophyll, and flax seeds are all natural healing remedies that address your blood sugar imbalances. So one of the things that we know is that insulin is the hunger hormone. So if your insulin is out of balance, then you're going to feel hungry, maybe even all the time. And I'm 65. I have 31 years full-time experience in natural healing. And I've used this little prescription regularly with my clients for decades. And I've had clients even on prescription appetite suppressants. And they tell me when they drink this little mixture first thing in the morning, once a day, it works better for them than prescription appetite suppressants. So again, like Carolyn Mine said, all drugs have side effects. Here we are at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So we're talking about how to do it better, how to do this naturally. So if I've got clients who have insulin sensitivity issues and or they're hungry all the time, and or they've got eating disorders, or they're just like constantly hungry, I'll have them mix a tablespoon of liquid chlorophyll, a tablespoon of fenugreek seeds, and a tablespoon of flaxseed together with 8 ounces of water first thing in the morning. And I want to make a comment about the flaxseed, because when I'm working with clients one-on-one, then part of what I figure out is whether you do better with whole flaxseed or ground flaxseed. So as Carolyn Mine will attest, many people have very sensitive digestive systems. And so you want to figure out whether you're going to do better with ground flaxseed or whole flaxseed. So that's the only thing that really needs to be individualized. So Carolyn Mine, the semaglutide drugs have been around for a while. When you have clients who want to get off semaglutide drugs, what do you recommend? How do you recommend them going about doing that?
I like chlorophyll just like you do. And so one of the things that I'll use is the chlorophyll pearl complex, just because that's the fat soluble rather than the liquid soluble. And we do need to make sure that we're getting enough so that you're not hungry all the time, which is where the fiber is one of the things that's very good. And then we want to look at some of the other areas of what can we do to start stabilizing the system and also stabilizing blood sugar. So lean protein is another thing that's good. We've got the water-rich fruits and vegetables, and so that's where a lot of your berries come in. Celery is another thing that's really good. Celery is a natural source of nicotinic acid, and so where that's really good is when you've got anything that's any toxicity from any of the venoms. And of course, this is the problem as far as one of the key ingredients in the drugs. So we want to start detoxifying the system. And then we want to look at pulling a lot of the toxic load out. Beets are another really good liver cleanser as far as something else that can be done. And so we want to look at what are the things that are going to start supporting your system, detoxifying your system, satisfying this hunger, and giving you a way of being able to move through all of this and come to a much better life pattern and lifestyle.
Yes, and I agree 100% with everything that you just said. So as you and I will both attest from working with clients, a lot of times when people are hungry all the time, it's because you're actually missing something, right?
Exactly.
You're missing something. And this could be like if I'm doing a medical intuitive reading, you mentioned lean protein. Even people who eat meat, many of them are amino acid deficient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And Carolyn Mine's agreeing with me 100%. And we have to remember that all your brain chemistry is made from amino acids. So if you're a long-term vegetarian, you're a long-term vegan, or even again, sometimes who are eating meat, you can have chronic amino acid deficiencies. And if your brain chemistry is not right, you're probably going to be hungry all the time, right?
And that's where your good fats are so important. And so not only do we have essential amino acids, we also have essential fatty acids. And so butter is an excellent source. Avocados are another source that are very good. For most body types, olives can be very helpful. So again, you look at where are those good fats? What are you looking at from even the nuts? Which ones will support your system that way? So we really want to look at not only what are you getting, what are you ingesting, but also what are you assimilating? Minerals are key. Those are absolutely essential.
Yes. When I do medical intuitive readings, probably the most common thing that I actually find is mineral deficiency. And
mm-hmm.
your body's mineral deficient, you pull it out of your heart and your bones, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So again, we have to realize that your body is always trying to communicate with you. And if you're hungry all the time, you may actually be missing something. Now, Carolyn Mine, what happens to a person when they go off the semaglutide drugs? Is there a safe way to withdraw from these medications?
It's one of those areas that can be difficult as far as the toxic load that's there. But the basic thing is we want to support the system. And so that's where your minerals are very good, making sure that you get what you need. And so that has to do with your minerals, making sure you're getting the essential fatty acids that you're needing, making sure you're getting the hormones that you're needing, and making sure you're getting the nutrients rather than to try to just all of a sudden just stop and end up with a massive deficiency. Or sometimes what I find is people will try to go on a detoxification program. And if they are not getting the support that they need first, then that can throw them more into the detox symptoms, which can be very uncomfortable.
Yes. Recently, somebody reached out to me and they have an acute form of breast cancer. And somebody had gifted them a detox kit. And I was like, stay away. Like, don't even touch it. This is not appropriate for you right now. Now, Carolyn, as you know, the definition of metabolism is the sum total of the breaking down and the building up processes in the body. In your observation, how do the semaglutide drugs affect a person's metabolism long term?
The problem is they just cause havoc in the whole digestive system. So it throws the body's normal process off. And this has to do with the glucose production, has to do with how well the liver is functioning. It's going to have to do with insulin production, which has to do with the pancreas. And so this has to do with regulating your blood sugar, and regulating your blood sugar will have a lot to do with how hungry you are and also where your energy level is. So that's why working with the digestive system is so critical. And so this is, what do you do to make sure you're getting the minerals, your essential fatty acids, your essential amino acids, and being able to assimilate what you're needing.
Now, in my 31 years in natural healing, I have a lot of training with a lot of excellent experts. One of the people that I studied with is Dr. Diana Schwarzbein, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-B-E-I-N. And Dr. Schwarzbein is a medical doctor, endocrinologist, and expert in metabolism. And one of the things she says is that about over 70% of people over the age of 35 have a damaged metabolism. So basically, that means that you're breaking down faster than you're building up. And one of the ways you know you have a damaged metabolism, I have clients who come in and they say, I don't eat anything and I exercise all the time and I can't lose weight, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And I'm sure, Caroline, mind, that's a lot of people who come to you, right? So
yes.
If we're exercising all the time, not eating hardly anything, and you can't lose weight, you have a damaged metabolism. So what I've learned to do is to heal the metabolism, right? Which mm-hmm. is about bringing everything back into balance. So Carolyn, mine and I both agree that when you take semaglutide drugs, you may be taking a person with a damaged metabolism and making their metabolism even worse over time. So it's going to just make it even harder.
Absolutely. It just compounds the problem. It doesn't solve it. And so that's the problem with the drugs, is they work on just covering up the symptom and don't really get to the underlying cause. So then you've got another set of problems to deal with.
Right. And when I'm working with somebody to heal their metabolism, I'm going to be looking at what's causing their metabolism to be damaged, right? Which could be mm-hmm. a whole host of factors. And then I talk about like the positive behaviors, the things that are going to help you, right? And one of the things that you've got to do, and I'm going to list out some of the positive behaviors that help to heal metabolism, eating enough carbohydrates. So if your carb intake drops below 125 grams per day, you may be damaging your metabolism. So these are the people who are on the keto diet or the carnivore diets, right?
Yes.
Eating nothing but meat. It's like, you know, like the semaglutide drugs. Maybe you lose weight for a bit and then you make your metabolism even worse and you create even more problems, right? So positive behaviors, eating at least 125 grams of carbs per day, more if you're exercising, more if you're depressed, eating small amounts frequently throughout the day, eating 5 to 6 mini meals, right? Doing hormonally balanced exercise. So one of the things we know is that whenever you bring your heart rate over 100 beats a minute, your body has to secrete adrenaline and cortisol. So these are your marathon runners. These are your running, your spinning classes, your jogging, all of that stuff. So that may be throwing your metabolism out of balance, your high-intensity aerobic exercise. If you have a damaged metabolism, high-intensity aerobic exercise can actually be making you worse. So
it can. Yeah.
Yes. And you attest to that. So positive behaviors would be weight training, like lifting weights, yoga, Tai Chi, and Qigong, right? Like I teach yoga 9 times a week and I have 0 problems with my weight. And part of it is that I'm exercising, but I'm not raising my cortisol. And, one of the things that we know here at the Natural Healing Show, that if your cortisol is out of balance, cortisol is your stress hormone, that alone will inhibit your weight loss if you're chronically stressed. So positive behaviors for restoring your metabolism include getting enough rest and lowering your stress level. So one of the things that we know is that the higher your cortisol, the lower your thyroid function. So when you get out of chronic stress, you're actually healing your metabolism. So Carolyn Mine, any other positive behaviors? And I could go on, but those are some major ones that you would add for our audience about positive behaviors that our audience can follow to heal their metabolism.
The other area is the mental emotional component, which is huge. And so we can start looking at where is your stress coming from? And that is a big one. So we look at what's the source of the stress? What can we do to be able to deal with it? And so this is when we're looking at getting to a lot of the underlying emotional components. And then the other area is what is it that you really want to create in your life? And so this gives you that positive focus and gives you something to focus on, because so often we get so caught up in our day to day that we don't really look at the big picture. So this part is huge when you look at your, where do you want to go with your life? So this is when we're looking at the contemplation, but just really looking at where am I? Where am I going? What am I going to really do? What's my intention?
Yes. And I have decades of experience at helping people heal from all kinds of eating disorders. And if you have a history of eating disorders, you've definitely damaged your metabolism. So as I agree with Carolyn Mine, you've got to resolve the emotional issues behind the eating disorders. And with that, let's take another break and listen to commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author.
Radio. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Carolyn Mine, you live and work in California, home of Hollywood. And so many Hollywood stars are under extreme pressure to maintain a super slim physique. And many of them, when you read about it online, are definitely taking the semaglutide drugs. What have you noticed about how these medications have changed the weight loss culture?
Well, we look at, again, the image, and the image being so strong. And the other area the drugs are, they're a quick fix answer that the drug companies are really pushing and really supporting. And the problem is it's undermining our general health. And so it's affecting the attitude. The attitude ends up being, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And a lot of times people don't really know what to look for. And so they'll go into getting the drug, taking the drug, not really knowing how long to take it or what. And they'll get into the eating or disorders, like what you're talking about is how thin do you want to go? And so again, we're losing balance. So it really has to do with taking personal responsibility again, which is not always the easiest thing to do.
Now, Carolyn Mine, we've talked earlier in this broadcast about the side effects of the semaglutide drugs. What illnesses do you expect to see more of given the widespread use of semaglutide drugs?
The one area that kind of gets shoved under the carpet, in a sense, is when we look at the thyroid and the tendency towards thyroid cancers. So this is going to be something that's more that underlying area. The biggest areas, we look at the effect on the pancreas, we look at the gallbladder digestive tract, and the paralysis of the stomach being something else. We can look at a lot of digestive problems in general, as far as the digestive system not being able to function properly. And so we've got different aspects of improper digestion. So not only are we looking at the indigestion, which would be something that would be more obvious, then we can look at long-term effects as far as weight. You may find that the drug will work one time, but you kind of got through it. How much can your body handle as far as the toxic load? And then from there, going back into what happens on a long-term basis. And so that's where we're really running into a lot of problems. Depression, nausea, vomiting, these are some of the other things that can be here. Also undermining the entire immune system.
Right. Now, again, you are an expert in weight loss with your wonderful book, Different Bodies, Different Diets. And I'll just say for myself, as a medical intuitive, sometimes people reach out to me and they go, why am I not losing weight, right? And some common reasons people are not losing weight. The first one is eating highly processed foods. And I've read, I've run two radio shows in my lifetime. And I remember years ago interviewing a gentleman who was an expert in MSG. And scientific research shows that rats who eat MSG, highly processed foods, do not lose weight no matter how much exercise they get. So when I have a client who's exercising really hard every day, then that tells you a lot about what they may be eating. So highly processed foods are a big impediment to weight loss. The other thing is eating too much sugar. And I have lots of clients, and if they just get the sugar out of the diet, they drop 20 pounds right off the bat. And then the
sugar is a huge, huge area. And it's one of those things that where there's so many hidden sugars. And so when you start looking at things, it's amazing. When I'll talk to a person about sugar and they'll tell me, oh, I don't eat sugar. And then we start looking at things as far as what's underneath it. So a lot of times people think, well, sugar is just the desserts. But there are so many hidden sugars in so many different foods, and particularly when you start looking at carbohydrates. So pretty much anything that's processed, you can look at hidden sugars.
Right. Also, microwaving your food, that is a huge impediment to weight loss, right?
Microwaving is tremendous when you look at the effect. And so what's interesting is the most dramatic case I had is I had a man who came in because he was getting sores in his mouth. And I was asking him what he was doing. Well, he was microwaving the majority of his food. So the only thing I had him do was to stop the microwave. Within 3 days, his mouth totally cleared up.
And what was the effect on his body weight?
And so it made a difference in stabilizing weight, because a lot of times people will end up getting a lot of bloating. And so that bloating is that excess weight that comes from the microwave. Another area that the microwave will do is it will affect the immune system. And so these are chronic colds, chronic coughs, things that just don't seem to really respond. Microwave can be a major factor in this.
Yes.
And then people think that, well, I'll just heat up my coffee and it's just water and it's not a problem. But it really, really is. If you'd like to know what effect microwaved water has on an organism, just get two plants and take one plant that's watered with water that you just put in the microwave, heated it and let it cool, and just use that water. And then the other one, use just your straight tap water, and look at how well each plant does.
Right. And another reason that people aren't losing weight is simply chronic stress. And we have to understand that your body holds body fat in your body based on various hormonal imbalances. And if you're holding extra weight around your belly, then that's chronic stress. And so many people, they're living in a chronic state of anxiety, living under just tremendous pressure all the time. So their cortisol is jacked up, and that's going to affect your hormonal balance. So Carolyn Mine, any other common reasons that you see why people aren't losing weight naturally?
Well, this excess cortisol is huge, and that shows up in so many ways. So not only are you looking at chronic stress from an emotional aspect, you can look at it from dietary habits. So are you eating enough? Are you eating regularly? What are you doing around your food? So that can be a factor. What are you doing to relieve your stress? How are you getting to the cause of what's going on? And so the adrenals are such a major factor when you're looking at the entire hormonal system. And so when you're looking at the hormonal system, it's the hormonal system that tells the organs and the systems what to do. So we go back into hormones, back into what's the controlling hormone. The pituitary is the master gland. The thyroid is the one that regulates metabolism. Its counterbalance is the adrenal. And so when you've got the stress, then it's going to affect the thyroid, which is the metabolism, and it's going to eventually just affect your entire system. Environmental stress is another one. So,
yes. So Carolyn Mine, you are a weight loss expert, and we've been talking today how to get off semaglutide drugs. So if someone's listening to this broadcast, and they've experimented, they've tried the semaglutide drugs. Any final thoughts for our audience?
Let's start by stabilizing your system. Number one, let's make sure you're getting the minerals that you need. Minerals are foundational. So you need the minerals. If you don't have the minerals, you don't utilize the vitamins. And so then we want to look at how well are we digesting things. One of the things that I find that's really important is make sure you've got a good salt, because the salt is one of the things that is designed to stimulate the adrenal, which is why a lot of times when your energy is low, you'll look for something that's salty. And you want to make sure that you've got a salt that has the minerals. And so that's why the Celtic salt can be something that's helpful, the red Hawaiian salt. There's one that I liked from Premier Research Lab. It's a combination of Hawaiian red salt and New Zealand air-dried salt. So you just want to make sure that you have a good quality salt and good minerals that you're eating. And so often I find, even with children, something as simple as getting the right kind of salt to get your minerals can be huge. And then, of course, your mineral sources are another area that's really good. Kelp is a good mineral source.
Great information. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how to heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been Carolyn Mine, natural healing super expert, nutritionist, acupuncturist, chiropractor, and author. You can find out more about Carolyn Mine and her wonderful work at www.bodytype.com. And remember, you can balance your weight naturally. And as you heal your metabolism and bring your body into balance, your body weight will normalize. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.